Okay, good Kavanshar, everybody. Reish Chav Ches, we learned Sif Ches, we started Tess as well. I just want to mention a halacha, nothing to do with Hilchos Nedarim specifically, but Davar B'Itai. Here we have an early Shabbos minyan on Friday, which is of course Yom Tov. Not only this Friday, next Friday, we have an early Shabbos minyan, and I caught some flack, not from anyone in the shul, everyone in the shul either trusts me or doesn't start up with me, but outside the shul, how I could have an early minyan, it's not right. Tim Mamayit from Yom Tov, it's nice to welcome Shabbos, but you're making less Yom Tov by starting Shabbos early. So I told him, why don't you look what it says in Halacha? So he said, where? I said, somewhere in Tuvkochav Zayin. I didn't remember the Marmokim. So I said, you know what? We're going home. You're going home. You look in Halacha. I'll look in Halacha. We'll see what it says in Halacha. So I want to quote to you from the Mishnah Berurah in Tuvkochav Zayin, right in the beginning, Tzivkot and Gimel. This is the Halachas of an Erev Tashilin. Now it's very important to know, and a lot of women don't know this, that when you make an Erev Tavshilin and you cook on Friday for Shabbos, which is Mutter, whatever you cook has to be ready on Friday. It has to be ready on Friday. The ladies who put up the challah right before Shabbos, or even if they put up the challah early and they cut in an extra potato right before Shabbos, it's also. The only heter of Erev Tavshilin is based on a concept of Hayavi Mikloy Archim Chazilei. It's a concept that what you're cooking on Friday is usable on Friday. You may not want to use it, but you're able to use it. That takes off the Issa D'Oraisa. Erev Tavshilin can't take off an Issa D'Oraisa. Erev Tavshilin takes off the Drabanah. The D'Oraisa is off because Hayavi Mikloy Archim Chazilei, because if Archim come, then it's Roy.
But what should be different for any Shabbos then?
What?
Why should our cholent on Shabbos aren't always ready Friday night to eat?
So a regular Friday, there's no issa to do malacha on Friday. So you can do whatever you want on Friday. On Yom Tov, you not do malacha unless it's usable on Friday. It has to be usable on Friday. If it's not usable on Friday, it's not, you can't do it. What? You mean on Derev Tavshilin? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so we make a bracha. But it's all in the d'rabbanan. The d'raisis have to come off first. And then there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to make an Erev Tavshilin. I'll explain it afterwards. One fish, the salacha. So it's based on he mekhoyle mekhoyach mechazilei. And that's why you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for any day except that day. Minat Torah, not L'Chol, not L'Shabbos, not L'Yom Tov. The heter of Eichel Nefesh is only mutter for that day. It's an Issa D'Oraisa according to everybody except for Rashi. Rashi says it's a Drabanan, but Tosfos argues, and all the Poskim paskin, it's Issa D'Oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for the next day, unless if guests would come, it would be suitable for them. So then that's a heter. Okay? So it's important halacha to know. And my wife, must have seen it by her parents, she puts up the challah in the morning. In the morning, if she goes to shul, usually before she goes to shul, she puts up the challah for Shabbos. And we used to have a lot of boys who eat it. Actually, my house is not a challah house. I mean, we always have a cholent, but we're not big cholent eaters. We grew up learning to eat cake, you know. It was a different environment. My father used to tell me, you have to eat one bean. One bean you have to eat, l'shei mitzvahs chamin b'shabbos. You know, it says rishayim that you have to eat. So I used to eat one bean. I did a l'shei mitzvahs kibbut aveim, which is d'oraisa. You could have a tea as well, yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're getting off topic. The halacha is a very important halacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Friday unless it's usable on Friday.
So, then, what's the purpose of having the Erev Tavshilin?
Because Hayol, the Rabbanan still asserted. Midrabbanan, you're only allowed to cook on Yontif if you are likely to use it. If it's probable, you use it that day. If it's probable, you use it that day, you're allowed to cook. If it's possible, but not probable, that's Minatayra. And Midrabbanan has to be probable. So to take off the Midrabbanan, we make an Erev Tavshin.
So what the Rav does, so
it's recommended that you can't be mechayev to put a fish goes to shul, but at least by 12 or 1 o'clock that it should be suitable if Arkham would come.
But if you do it before you go to shul, it's still
it's the best thing, yeah. That's the best thing. Now on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, first he warns, because v'achrayinim, b'yamtiv shechali esberek Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah is tough reish chav zayin, simkot and gimel. Because v'achrayinim, b'yamtiv shechali esberek Shabbos, Yizoyer lahagdim hachonas macholov b'Shabbos. You have to prepare your food on Friday for Shabbos. B'kdeisha yigmar malachtoi ba'oid yoyim gadol. You have to finish, the food has to be servable when the day is still big. The samuch l'chashecha b'zman d'loy shayich shi etztarach loy b'yantiv gufa. If it's ready even right before darkness, but it's not shayach that you would serve it, then there's a issue of an isudai raisa. It says servable. I don't understand. There are some who say machmen desoy, but it has to be you would serve it. Vikosmu. Now listen to this. This is the punchline. Vikosmu the mitam zeh nohagu. Lahagdim tfilas arvis b'leil Shabbos k'shechosamachi liyantif. The minig is to be magdim, to daven earlier, mariv, on Friday night, when it comes out a day after yantif, k'dei shol yisachir meleches b'shulei b'yantif atzamach l'chashecha. So the ladies should know, you tell them, making an early Shabbos. This way, they will cook earlier, they'll know Shabbos is coming earlier. So it helps that they'll be right for Arkham. I understand, but it'll be right for Arkham. That's what they were Mekabel Shabbos early.
But they don't make Shabbos.
Now, we have to have some people that are Mekilim and make a Bizman. The Mechmirim make early, the Mahadrim, and those are not Mahadrim, so they make Bizman. Now, it's a Shvera Mishnah Berurah only because it's a Shvera. Only because in Vav Yitzchak and Suel Yo Rabba, it's actually a Magen Avraham. It's Yo Rabba, the Magen Avraham in Tuf Kof Chav Zayin before Sifkat Nalef. He has a Hagdama. He writes Nagu. He writes it's our custom to make an early Shabbos. So therefore, it's a little shver why he says Yo Rabba. I'm not sure why he says it, but Lamaisa when Friday is Yom Tif. Making an early Shabbos is a milah. Is a milah. Now, what I like to do is mekabel Shabbos early, and then I daven Marav with the later minion. But does it help for my wife unless I tell her I'm being mekabel Shabbos early? If she doesn't call you on the regular time, it doesn't really help.
But she doesn't have to make Shabbos later, though.
So the idea here, you're right, so it's better to go home. To go home. I could tell her I'll be home early.
I mean, when it's going to be.
Yeah, only if
I'm home early.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Work, well, hopefully they know. Now, you do have to know that when you make early Shabbos,
yes.
The women cannot light till after plag. The early Shabbos, at least the way we have it here, it's too early to light. About 15 minutes after the Zman. The Zman, I think, is 5:10 for the early minion. So, that means plag is about 5:25. I always feel you have to add. To our plag zman, you have to hit 10 minutes. Our plag is reckoned from Shkia, and really the first 10 minutes or so is Bein HaShmashes. So even though the calendars all have plag based on Shkia, the Chumra, I think you should have to hit 10 minutes to it, which means that they probably shouldn't light till 5:30 or 5:35, Lechat Chila. Okay, I want to explain if you listen carefully, because this is confusing to people. Really, hotels have an issue. A hotel that's not in Brooklyn, that's in a place where there are no Yidden Teichat Chum. What head do they have to cook on Friday? What's Chayli Miklay Archim? Whatever Archim are here already, and you have food for them. So if you chutz l'tchum, it's not poshit to cook Friday. For Shabbos, you don't have hayos. So the Bir Halacha deals with it, the first Bir Halacha. So you have to know, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. In the Gemara, in Psachim Mem Vav, it's not in Beya. There are two man the armor in the Gemara. If the heter is because of Hayel, there's another man the armor who holds that Sarche Shabbos nasa biyantav min atayrim. There is a man the armor there in the Gemara, Rav Chista, who holds that Sarche Shabbos you don't need Hayel. Now most Rishonim don't paskin like him, but Lamai says the Machlokes. I think they're abandoned the Melchemes. If you can rely on Rav Chista. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't really say, he says when Friday is Yom Tov Sheni, which is a Drabanan, you can rely on Rav Chista. When Friday is Yom Tov Rishon, it sounds like he's not happy to rely on him. He said that, yeah, he says, Hashas Sosam Dimzeh Debeirim Muta, V'loi Chilku Klal, in Psachim and Samach Laikis. In Beya, it just says it's mutter, so it's a makar to be megal. V'kosh kein biyat tishen shudur abanan v'vade yesh l'smach l'hakel le'is hatzayrach. Le'is hatzayrach. A young man came to me. He's a mashkiach in a hotel, and he said that last year he was in a hotel, and Friday the cook cooked everything for on Thursday, it wasn't Friday last year, Thursday to first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, he cooked everything on Yom Tov Rishon already for Yom Tov Sheni. Be'isser, obviously Be'isser. So he said when the Rav came in, this person was just one of Mashkichim there. When the person that was in charge came in, he got angry at the man, and he made him serve some of every one of the foods that he prepared for Yom Tov Sheni. He made him serve it on Yom Tov Rishon. So, which it says, but it really doesn't help for multiple pots of the same food. Yeah, for each food, it says, if you have some of it that day, so it's Rebbe Bishurim on the rest. So, I mean, he did the right thing under the circumstances. What? Oh, you mean the issue I mentioned, that when you start, yeah, it's true, it comes to that issue. He's being Saimach Elazari B'dievet. Yeah, you saw who asked it. You find who asked it, it'll be a riot to the Chikimah.
Isn't this the case of being Matis up from the
That's what the Rav Chaim is saying, yeah.
Does it matter if it's a Jewish cook?
Whatever is also through a Jew is also through a guy. There's no difference. Yeah. In general. So I said a Samech HaRav Chista who holds you don't need Hayol. Mishmur only really is Mekel Yantav Sheni, but I guess the Samech on it. I was thinking maybe today with the Friday Yid, and you're not good for a Friday Yid, but maybe some of them are Tanish and Nishba, maybe you're allowed to. But why is it only if you know within the Tchum because no from you is going to travel? So.
Maybe if it's a guy that's with the Shmur and
where does it say Shusta Shusta with the Tzarki Yantav? Doesn't no such thing.
No,
in Hefsid Meruba, it's mutter, but not. There are cases where. This thing with Shvus to Shvus is overdone, the coolest of Shvus to Shvus. It has to be Tzaragov. There are certain cases it's mutter, but not. And why is it a Shvus to Shvus for a guy to cook? Cooking is their ice, the last I checked. So that's, the guy is one Rabbanan. What's the second Rabbanan? Yeah, no, Yom Sheni, you know, I do. The Lechilku between Yantav Rishon and Tisheni, Machalik only for Chayla and Mace. They were not Machalik, they shouldn't be Mizals on Yantav Sheni. What? To go to a hotel? Don't have hotels. But once you're there. Once you're there, it's a time. Once you're there, you need the food. So, Friday to Shabbos, and it's Yom Tov Sheni. Like this year.
Can I get my deposit back? I don't know.
Could the Rav sum up again what we have about how it works again for Erev Shabbos, earlier Shabbos? Just so
again, the way we pass in you're only allowed to cook with an erev tefshilin if the food is ready on Friday, that if Archim would come, you could serve it to them. If Archim would come, you could say, I mentioned when I spoke about it upstairs, that Rav Sternbuch, a sign of the times changed, Rav Sternbuch has Shurim HaMesechtes Beya from 1971, 72, he went to South Africa. When it was Mesiras Nefesh, he left Eretz Yisrael, went to South Africa for most of 2 years, during this man, for most of 2 years, to start an embassy yeshiva there, a Lamdisha place, and he gave shiurim. He gave shiurim on Beya. I have it home. They printed a pamphlet of his shiurim. And he writes, in the 70s, that cholent on Friday, you have to put up in the morning, you're ready for lunchtime, because who would eat cholent Friday afternoon? Who wants cholent Friday afternoon? It's not Roy Larkin. They wouldn't serve it to them. Today it became a minig already to eat cholent Friday afternoon. But it seems that those years, at least the Litvish circles, you know, Sternbuch today comes across a chassid. He's really a descendant of the Gra. He's a Litvish. Shavuos last year. Why? Yeah, Mishabur is only Samechan at Yantu Sheni. That's right, if you don't have it's Friday, you don't have to have to. Yisukis doesn't come out Friday, but Pesach, Lai Badu. Pesach also not only Shavuos. Lai Satsairach, he says. Even to Sheni, he says Lai Satsairach. No, Yom Sheni says Lai Satsairach. If they cook everything beforehand and warm it up, it's not a problem. Erev Tavshilin, I want to explain. Erev Tavshilin is Matir Malacha on Friday for Shabbos, on the condition that it's Roy Farchim on Friday. Now, you asked another question about cooking more than you need. I said you give out one piece, why does it help for the whole pot? There's a separate issue, separate of Rebbe Bishu, separate of Erev Tavshilin. There's a separate sugya called Riboy Bishurim. Riboy Bishurim is a halacha that even without Shabbos, any yontif, if you're cooking a pot of food, you're allowed to put more in the pot. Not in case somebody cuts. You're allowed Rebbe Bishurin is Mutlachat Chila. If you're Naksa makes it better. You're allowed Rebbe Bishurin is a heter that you're allowed to put a pot of food on the stove, even if you need half the contents. You're allowed to do the entire thing because of the heter Rebbe Bishurin. So I'm going to look around in the Rajba what the explanation is. It's not important the explanation. But Rebbe Bishurin is Mutter if it's Chad Tircha. In other words, you're putting a pot on the stove at once. It does not help, let's say, making latkes. So cutlets. Each one you put in the pan separately, there's no head to Rebbe Bishurin. Rebbe Bishurin is you're doing one action, putting it on the fire. If you do one action, you're allowed to be Marbe Bishurin, even though your mind is for a weekday. Your mind is for a weekday. Still mutter. Rebbe Bishurin is a separate head to nothing to do with Derev Tavshilin. The reason this cook made them serve some that day is if you cook to serve that day and you have more in the pot, so then it's mutter. What that helps later is a shayla. So it has to be probable you'll use it. I don't like the ladies today overcook. They have a choice of three foods. They have enough that if everybody wants each of the three and the seconds on each one, there should be enough. So I try to tell my wife that it's not mutter. You can't, in one pot you can do it, but if you're cooking latkes or cutlets, you can't. You're only allowed to cook as much as is likely to be used that day.
What about before the cooking? The peeling of the
potato? All that is all the same. All the same. Okay. It has to be probable it will be used that day. So over the years, I don't know. The only response I got from my wife is, you see, your mother does it too. My mother does it too. I'm normal. So it could be that ladies need it for the Yishuv Hadas, they need it to set the table. Yeah, Viber Shatarim. But, you know, if I'd be in charge of the meal, I might feel the same way. But, so I'm very machmir. I eat all the cutlets. Whatever you put on the table, I should eat all of them. So,
broccoli.
Broccoli, too. So, okay. What? No, you're not mechuyev to eat it. It's a minik to eat it. You don't have to eat the erev. I forgot to eat the erev. It's still in the... I took a hard-boiled egg. I put it in a plastic bag in the fruit bin. I think it's still there. I could use it again.
Can we use it again?
You know, yeah, you can use it again. It's just, yeah. Who sells? Really? The hider is to cook it erev yantif, though. Now, I want to tell you, if you're going to buy the prepackaged, buy one and make it an erev for all three times, because the hinder is to cook it Erev Yantif, like the Lashon HaMishnah. It's a hinder to have something that was cooked Erev Yantif. It's not an obligation. The Shulchan Aruch says you can make one for, you asked me about it. Remember about one Erev for a long time. The Shulchan Aruch says that Mikra Din, you're allowed to do it. The Bach says it's not the Lashon, it's still edible. Yeah, well, the reason they used eggs is because eggs stay a long time. And,
so we should use
Shal Shirsna? What? We can use it whatever you want.
Even early, even Friday night.
Shulchan Aruch, Rav David, you asked me this. If we niach a erev al das lissam ay cholav calls a man shukayim, this is Sifya Dalet in Tuf Kochav Zayin. If you placed an erev to rely on it, calls a man shukayim as long as it's around. I fill the yom tevacher. Lechatchila la yismach alav la yom tevacher. Al b'diavad yachal yismach alav. You're allowed to. The lechatchila is because the lashon haMishnah is mevashal adam be'erev yom tev. You could do that. You don't need Erev Tashim. Because the ladies don't want to rely on Rebid Bishurin. They want to cook Cholent also. They want to cook other foods. They don't want like you want. For a man, it's good enough. For a lady, it's not good enough. What? Eat.
To light.
Oh, they need it to light. Also, to light. Machlekes Rishayim, the Taisa Rambam. But we lamaisi, you need it for lighting candles. You need it for lighting candles. Just tell him when he finishes schmoozing that he needs it for the candles. He shouldn't think of his answer.
What's the beauty
of the candles? Minatayra. Yeah, but Minatayra, hayali mikla yachar chazilei. Minatayra, if it's possible to use it on that day. Even if it's not probable, as long as it's passable, minatayra, that's mutter. The Rabbanan said, it's going to end up trouble. You're going to say it's possible to use, you're going to end up faking it. So Chazal said, no, it has to be probable you'll use it. It has to be intention to use it. On that, the Rabbanan, Erev Tashilin helps. The Rabbanan will mach me to make Erev Tashilin, sure.
You use the same one again. Yeah. If
originally you said it should be for both, then b'di'evet it's good. But yeah, it's a b'di'evet, but it's good. You're not allowed to make a bracha again.
It
says works for a year. So why the Erev Tashilin? The reason is Erev Tashilin. There are two reasons in the Gemara. Why? What is Erev Tashilin? What's the logic? So the Gemara, one about the Yom says it's Atzkavet Shabbos, one Atzkavet Yantif. The one that says Atzkavet Yantif says, hey, you're cooking Yantif for the next day. People shouldn't think you could always cook Yantif for the next day. We say, no, only for Shabbos, you make an Erev Tashim. The other man, the Yom says, Atzkavet Shabbos. Now when Yantif comes, you shouldn't eat up all your food on Yantif. You don't have anything left for Shabbos. So therefore, you prepare something for Shabbos and you put it away for Shabbos. So according to the second reason, you have to do it. You can't do it once forever because then you're not nice and late. The whole idea is you should be nice and late, then it should be.
How can you make the bracha? You're making a bracha now for b'di'evet. I'm having you buy.
It's not b'di'evet, it's chatchila.
No. I do it for now and for next week also. So if I make the bracha,
if you're not married and you did it, it's good. Why should I tell you?
Don't do b'di'evet.
Okay. What? You're not obligated to eat at Shabbos. You're not obligated to eat the Erev Tashilin on Shabbos. Well, you did one mitzvah, we do another mitzvah with it, we eat on Shabbos. There's no obligation. It has to be available on Shabbos. If somebody makes Erev Tashilin and travels to Lakewood for Yom Tov and left it here, it's not good. It has to be available. But if it's available, then it's enough. You're not obligated. Your minig is to eat it, but you know. What? The minig is to eat Erev Tashilin. It has to be available.
Yeah, it's Friday night.
It's made to be available Shabbos. But the end, if someone ate it on Friday after he did his malacha, then there's no problem. If he ate it before he did the malacha, then it's a problem. It has to still be in existence at that time.
Now, does other people in the family have to be there when you make it, or just can say it on the
way? Members, whoever eats from your household is included. So but if you have children coming, they have to do it themselves. Every family has to have its own Erev Tashilin.
What do you mean?
Not only if it helps the mafreya, which I spoke about. Yeah, he could. As long as the intention was, if the food, it happens in every home, you cook for Yom Tov, not everything gets eaten, it's left for the next day, it happens all the time. It wasn't served at all. If he really meant it, it's okay. If he's not faking. I don't think it would ask. It's funny, to be mounted backwards with clearing, I'm not sure. Yeah, you should need Erev Tashilin for Halakha Zayis. They make, they'll tell me. Yeah, sure. They make, if you should make yourself, maybe you should. But. No.
If you have other families that
give
your Erev Tashilin, they can be
out there. No, they have to be kinda. Or make your shliach. You can make a kinyan before it's declared Erev Tashilin, not after, it's too late.
Wait, how do you make the kinyan?
Just you pick it up. You're a lawyer. They have to make the kinyan. If somebody's including your Erev Tashilin, he has to be kinda before you say Bahadi Neruva. Once you say it, somebody else can pick it up and say, it doesn't have to have separate food.
He has to, the
every household that has its own pocket, even if the parents support them, but they spend as they see fit, they have to have their own Erev Tashilin. If someone lives in the house, he doesn't need. We have some girls living by us, they're included Erev Tashilin.
The son-in-law does the kinyan, or we do it?
They have to do it. Well, you can, when you buy it, you could be kind of him, but. Yeah, a person has to make his own. Even if they come for the Chag, they have to make their own Erev Tashilin. If they don't live in the house, they have to make their own Erev Tashilin. No, it's not enough. The Bir Halacha talks about an Eved who lives in the house. He's misopik. He says he's knighted that it's good enough. But it sounds like if someone just comes for a few days, he has to make his own Erev Tashilin. What? In order to do malacha on Friday for Shabbos, which includes candle lighting, lamaisa, you have to make an Erev Tashilin. Having a mind doesn't help. If you're kinder for the other people, it helps once. It's like the Rav being kinder. But if someone makes a shliach, if they call and say, be my shliach, shlichus is good. That's enough. But as zechir zachin la'adam, Chazal didn't want people to lie on zachin. You should, because you're an Amoret, so you say it. Why do you, I mean, 1 minute. Why do you say L'chol Adarim Bir Azayis? I say it. I'll tell you why. I take my Erev Tashilin and I go dafka to a Talmud Chacham and I tell him to pick it up and be Zaycha to anybody who will be within the Tchum at the time Yom Tov starts. For people who need slowly, it's not. It's only the Rav that does this. The Rav goes and he gives it to someone else. And it's time to give it to a person who doesn't know what you're talking about. I don't know if it works. So I have somebody I go to and I tell him, pick it up and be Zaycha for anybody that will be within the Tchum Shabbos when of New York, of Brooklyn, it's a lot of people, but when Shabbos starts, they should all be kind of chelik. So hey, my little egg is owned by many, many people, b'shutvis. And then the halacha is somebody who forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin or thought he doesn't need one is allowed to rely on the Rav's Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says that someone did it twice in a row, so they told him, I think it was Avud Shmuel, they told him, Pesheyat, and you can't rely on me. I don't have a mind for a Pesheyat. That's what he says. And that's why Mishnah Berurah paskins. It's not clear. It may mean two times in a row, not once a lifetime exemption. I should tell you, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Musadik Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that was in the time of the Gemara. Bizman HaZeh, this is the Aruch HaShulchan, Kosh came today, says Bizman HaZeh, Erev Yom Tov is so stressful and so rushed and so hectic that whoever forgets is not a Pesheya, is an Oinus. Is an Oinus.
Who said this?
Aruch HaShulchan. I love it. Now we have to ask ourselves, why are our lives Erev Yom Tov more hectic than a generation that didn't have glatmot and didn't have washing machines and didn't have dishwashers and didn't have disposables? Why are our lives more hectic than theirs? I don't know. No cell phones. They should be making it to Shiva. Ah, okay, I have a picture of the prepackaged.
Remy, but this is only you.
What? Has to be where you're going to be, right? No, you have to be there when it begins. The Iker is, he has to be kind of for you, and then be a shliach to make it for you.
You're talking about the Rav?
You don't have to be there. No, you have to be Sechat Tchum when you have to start. You have to be a Sechat Tchum only when you... No, many people use the same. Yeah, I think most Marzoirim have in parentheses L'chol Adar Bir Azois. It's only made for those that are making it. L'chol Adar Bir Azois. It's not made for every single person. If he makes a shliach, no, but he has to make a shliach. If he doesn't make a shliach, your zaychal is a favor for him. That's the Rav. That's one time. Do it once. It doesn't work. What? Yeah, if he makes your shliach to do it, it works. He has to, you know, he had, what it says in halacha, Zchia is a one-time exception. Shlichus works. So if you're a shliach, you have to be a shliach, not zchia.
You make the same
behavior
as shliach. You and some in the family, each one makes a bracha.
Well, if everyone is zaycha makes a shliach beforehand, there's no reason. One bracha is enough. But if you already made a bracha, and then the son-in-law comes, he should make a bracha. Because now he's making a tefillah. He's the same.
Can you
use
the same one?
He's the same. But he has to be zaycha. He has to be kind of chelik in it. Why not? I don't see why not. Why different than the rabbi?
They called up on the phone on the way.
If they make your shliach, it's fine. Yes, it's fine. The Erev has to be within the Tchum. Even if you go from Brooklyn to Queens, it's fine because it's within the Tchum. But it has to be within the Tchum, it has to be theoretically available to you.
Excuse me. Son was Ben Eresh Israel. He only keeps one day. So now, Friday, he hasn't kept that second day.
If you have a son in law who's a Ben Eretz Israel, if he's in Eretz Israel, he keeps one day.
Yes.
If he's in America, he's mechuyev to keep 2 days. The halacha is, and there's no malacha b'tzina, is not mutter. He puts on tefillin b'tzina. But l'chumra, Mishnah says, Malkim Shenagu, it's the name of a parak, the fourth parak of Pesachim, says when you travel from one place to another and you plan to return home, you have to keep the chumris of both places. It's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that an Eretz Yisrael d'ka Jew that comes to Chutz La'aretz is mechuyev to keep 2 days Yom Tov. It's not correct that some people are makel. They have to be machmir, they put on tefillin on the last day, or they daven a weekday Shvein Esrei. But it's not correct what some people do is the B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Machaber, B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabau L'chutz L'aretz Asurim Lasais Malacha B'yam Tivsheni B'yishuv, if they're in a city Afilu Daite Lazar, even if they plan to go back to Eretz Yisrael Hazman Shalai Yegia L'yishuv Afilu Ein Daite Lazar Motiv. He's on the airplane, he's flying on Friday, he's flying here. He's in the airplane. He's in Chutzlaretz already, but there's no Yishuv there. Then Mutter. He didn't come to a place that has a different meaning. So the halacha is that a ben Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutzlaretz must be machmir on all the dinim. Now, full disclosure, the Taz argues, the Taz is takamekel, but I don't know a single pesach, including Mishnah Berurah, that passes like the Taz. And in Lamaisa it's also, there are things that are a machlaikis, that the achaluke deis, you talk about opening packages or the other things that are machlaiksin, even if he's normally machmir, so he can be semech on the mekilim, because there's no minig amokim to be machmir, the yesh mekilim, the yesh machmirin. If there would be an Erev and Flatbush, so you can rely on it, you know, someday they'll put up an Erev. It bothers me very much the fallacy that kilud is a string around Flatbush, it doesn't exist. You know, people come here from Borough Park, they say, well, in Borough Park, so many Jews rely on it here. So I tell them, in Borough Park, you see a string. You go to McDonald Avenue, you see a string. Flatbush, the Erev, is a fallacy, but Chilavat Saif, they rely on McDonald Avenue all the way down.
Virtual.
And I asked the person in charge, you rely on it because you hold this Pitikri Erev Saif, but because you hold it Tzitzuras HaPesach. He's not sure, as he said. They use it. And last year, they were fixing... On 18th Avenue, they were fixing better tracks. They had a tarp. I don't know if you saw a blue tarp around it. If they were, whatever they were semach on, it was mevatel the Erev.
They're still fixing.
The tarp is still there. So it's not even a good Erev, only shitasam, which is not emes lahalacha. It's such an avla that...
What about the tefillah?
What? We're getting very off topic. Anyway, the yomtiv topic is... What?
We passed the cars in the Dharma.
Yomtiv is a proper topic.
Come on.
When you're going from America... So the halacha is... So listen. The halacha is, when you go from one place to another, plan to go back, yeah, you're stuck. You have to keep both chumras. If you're planning to go back, you keep minig amokim shahalach misham and minig amokim shahalach lisham l'chumra. So l'chumra means your daven is still your regular Shemayin Esrei. It can't be machmer and daven the wrong Shemayin Esrei. But as far as not doing malacha, you don't do malacha. As far as kiddush, the Chayyadam says, if you have your own apartment, you have your own room, you don't make kiddush. If you're staying by someone else who's making kiddush, you make kiddush. You're better to be yaitzim with that kiddush. He says the second night of Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid who comes, it says in Chayyadam, if he has his own apartment, he doesn't have to have a Seder. If he has, if he's staying by somebody, then he has to have a Seder. The other way. If you plan to come back, you're in trouble. If you plan to come back, you have to keep 2 days Yom Tif, L'chumra. No. You keep Iker, you're a Minig, and the Minig Amal Kajal Chasham, you keep L'chumra, not L'kula. You don't plan to. I don't know about Rabbi Yosha. There's a Chacham Tzvi. I don't know if that's true, but maybe you know. There is a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that if you go from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you can be Mekel, because the Chutz L'Aretz Dika Minig is what? Minig Aviseinu B'Yadeinu. In the time of the Safik, if somebody had gone to Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, then he would have kept 1 day. So Mimele Chacham Tzvi says, who had in here? That sounds right. So everyone after him says it's a toast. If you look at the Gemara says, Min Gavisen V'yadeinu, Omer Abavo, that this man has said, they made a gzeira shemiyazadav l'kukuloi. That originally it started out from Minik. But the Gemara says in Bey, it's above him in Bey, approximately. He says that it's a takana derabana. In Chutzlaretz, even if you know which day is Yom Tif, Shema Yazdav L'Kukulai, it's a takana. Chabad keeps the Chacham Tzvi, because the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings it. He brings it as the Yeshayimim, but Chabad keeps the Chacham Tzvi. Aside from Chabad, I don't know any Paiskim that hold that way. When the Michas Elazar was in Eretz Yisrael, He took a ship to Cyprus for Yomtiv. He didn't want to get into the Machlaikas. Imagine, he was there so once in his lifetime. And for Yomtiv, he Dafka left there so went to Cyprus. He didn't want to get involved in the Machlaikas. What? No. The calendar does not say Lechem Tzvi. I don't think so. I'll have to see. I don't think so. I don't know. I will tell you what I know. If there's other things, then fine. What? One and a half days means the chumrah you keep the second day, but not the kula. So someone comes to America, so he puts on tefillin. He daven a weekday shmei esrei, but yes. So I'll tell you, you're right. Let me tell you, the Eretz Yisrael Dikke Gedailim, because Baruch Hu should bless them, the Gedailim Yisrael all hold that an American who comes to Eretz Yisrael and he stays here for a year, for three regalim, he's for sure going to end up staying. I go back to America, it's unthinkable. So they hold it's most likely he'll keep on staying, and they tell people to keep one day. And Rav Scheinberg used to tell people, you're here for a year already, for sure you're going to end up staying. Keep one day. You stay, right? Keep one day. Maybe Ravadi also. For sure you're going to end up staying. But statistics don't bear that out, you know. Even the Marys that go there, they end up coming back. So, you know, it's hard to understand why they're coming back, but the sushi in Israel is nothing like the sushi here, you have to know. Coming here, you have to keep both chumras. Yeah, there they don't say you're going to go back. Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush which became well known, that someone who goes there for every yomtiv, he lives in Chutz Laaretz, he goes just Yamim Tovim, so in the Micha Shlomo he writes, if you go every yomtiv, that's enough to keep one day. It's a chiddush gadol, it's a big chiddush. But I know people who do that. They go every yomtiv and they keep one day. And he writes, because you're really an Eretz Yisrael dicta. What are you going to do when you work after being for Florence? But you're really an Eretz Yisrael dicta, you know. Yeah, but once there's a gezerah, so you have to keep the minig. Now, again, what's the Chacham Tzvi's logic? That when you're Chutz Laaretz, listen, when you're Chutz Laaretz, you only keep it because you don't know which day it is. If you know which day it is, you wouldn't keep 2 days. So in Eretz Yisrael, you know. So the answer is, Rav Tukhatsinsky writes this. I don't know how I can say it differently. Rav Tukhatsinsky writes, the Torah in the Chacham Tzvi is that the Gemara says, originally, it's been going to say a day. Then there was a Gezerah, Shem Yazav L'Kukulai, that a Chutz Laaretz Dikka, even if he knows which day is Yom Tif Rishon, still he has to keep Yom Tif Shedi, Shem Yazav L'Kukulai. So it comes out the meaning of Chutz Laaretz is not like the Chacham Tzvi says. The only because you're not sure, that's why you keep 2 days. It's not true. Even if you know you keep 2 days. So, I understand, but a Chutz Laaretz Dikka has to keep his minig of Chutz Laaretz. Chacham Tzvi just says, even a Chutz Laaretz, if he knew, he wouldn't keep 2 days. That's not true. Look, I'm not saying he's right or he's right. I'm just telling you the argument. So, Abaycha Yifter.
Why does the Ben Eretz Yisrael who's here daven then? If he keeps 2 days, why isn't he daven Ar Nusach?
Because the Kula, he's not. It's only the Chumra. He has to do the Chumra both places. He's not the Kulas. So it's a Kula to daven the wrong Shmein Esrei. That he can't do. It's Mechui even his regular Shmein Esrei.
So he does
the Chumra. It's printed in Micha Shlaima. What people say, if you have Shmua, you never know if it's true. But this is printed in Micha Shlaima that if you go all Yamim Tovim,
every year, all three. Every year.
If you miss 1 year, it probably doesn't change anything. It means your Kviyas, not every Pesach, you go all Shalosh Regalim, that makes a Kviyas for, I think Dr. Fuchs does that, right? He goes every Yantif. One time he had Agmas Nefesh. His son was planning to get engaged the day after Shavuos, remember? So he couldn't go to Israel. Such Agmas Nefesh that someone's getting engaged, you know? What? If it would have been his son getting engaged, he would have gone. It's probably his daughter. So he didn't want to push it off. Would I make a bracha on Erev Chatzeres? It's hard to make a bracha when it's Safik brachas.
Safik brachas. David Cohen says to make a bracha.
No.
I asked him a question about it, and he's the last. I remember
Ravitzi's a friend of mine told me that.
I'll tell you. The idea of using tracks When the tarp was there, there's no shaila. It's not an Erev according to anybody. Just whoever checks the Erev doesn't check McDonald Avenue. You know, if hopefully they check. Doesn't check McDonald Avenue. He feels it's always there. When the tarp was there, it was Pasul Kuli Alman. I'm talking about half a year. It was Pasul Kuli Alman. You mean you want to be Mekel on the tracks? But Ramesh has a tshuva about using tracks. Nothing to do with Flatbush Erev. Even a bungalow colony. He says he can't use tracks. He says it's a Torah. Pitikra Erev Esaisim doesn't make a machitza. Ramesha writes that it doesn't say anywhere that Pitikra makes a machitza. Pitikra is a din that under the tikra is called enclosed, because that has a Pitikra at the edge. But that's a machitza for the outside of the place. There's no such halacha. So Ramesha says it tossed the whole Pitikra. To use it as a Tzuras HaPesach, the Metzias is not that way. But the Pitikra Heter, which there was some who relied on tracks, but Ramesha writes it's a toss, nothing to do with the Flapashem. What? Borough Park, they have strings, you can see it. It says Ad Kana Erev, you know. What? It's not Ramesha. Not to use the tracks is pretty much Makuvalite Al Kali Yisrael. What? They don't have. They don't hold it. Shas Rab is a problem. They do. Two separate issues. There's one issue. Can you make an Erev in Brooklyn? That both have the problem. And they should make Erev. But even Lishitasam, Borough Park has an Erev. Flappish doesn't have an Erev. It's not true that Flappish doesn't have an Erev. What? I don't know if the Metzius is that way. You have to check if the Metzius is that has a it has something going over too. You have to see. Could be, yeah, could be not. I didn't go check. What? Sure. Okay, let's spend a few minutes at Hilchos Nedarim. Rabbi Yossi, you're going to have to file this under a separate file. I don't know. The Agmas Defesh, we're going to spend the last 10 minutes on the door. It makes it complicated. Until then, it was easy. Okay. Reish Chav Ches, we learned Sif Ches, and someone asked a question that I could not answer. So for Gaiva reasons, I went and found the answer, because I don't like this should be a recording of a question I couldn't answer. People ask me, what's the difference in Cherim and Shamta and Nidoi? What? Yeah, okay. Anyway, seriously, I took a look regarding the difference in Cherim, Nidoi, and Shamta. Now, basically, the difference has nothing to do with Dinei Nedarim, has to do with Hilchos Nidoi. The Rambam says that Nidoi and Shamta is the same thing. Nidoi, Shamta, both the Shemites are putting someone in Cherim. The language of the Rambam is, Ketzar hu ha-Nidoi, Oimer ploini yehei b'Shamta. It was Nidoi and Shamta, maybe one's Aramaic, and they mean the same thing. And the din of Nidoi or Shamta is that they put someone in Cherim. He had certain dinei avelus on him, that he was not allowed to bathe or to take a haircut for the time of his Nidoi. And people are not allowed to come within Dalet Amis of him. That's Nidoi or Shamta. What is Cherim? The Rambam says, if somebody stayed in Nidoi for 60 days without trying to get it off. In other words, he didn't go and, well, he was really put in Cherim. He did something wrong. He didn't go and try to fix it. So he went 30 days, which is one period, another 30 days. He didn't do anything. So Machrim in Isai. Then we put him in Cherim. Cherim is more strict. Cherim, by Nidoi, you're allowed to do business with him or learn from him as long as you don't go within his Dalet Amis. Like it says, when Rebbe Lezer Agolda was in Nidoi, they sat more than Dalamis away and they learned. But when someone is in Cherim, you're not supposed to do anything with him, you're not supposed to be involved with him. Only Kedei Parnasasai, you're allowed to do that, you should have enough to eat. But more than that, you're not allowed to do it all. So Cherim is more strict then neither v'shamta, that's the Rambam. The Rosh, in the third parak of Mayed Katan, in Simon Ches, I believe, the Rosh says Nidoi and Shamta always not exactly the same. Nidoi is, like I said before, they say don't go within his Dalet Amis, and it doesn't count for Minyan, and he has certain Dinei Avelis, but they don't curse him. When somebody is violates something that's more Chomor, and he has a Shamta, they say Oror. They say Oror about him also. So it's more strict. So the Rambam says neither Sham seems to say neither Sham is the same. The Rosh says there's a slight difference between them. All right, with the Geya Sivches, it really has nothing to do with that. Sivches is saying that the language of Nidoi or Cherim in a Neder, if someone said instead of saying that this object is also to me, he says I declare this object a Cherim. This object Cherim, I don't know, in our days we were in 8th grade or 7th grade, we used to be very into it. Right? Cherim and anybody who eats my potato chips. No, we used to say it. You didn't do that when you were a kid.
Cherim.
Good. Anyway, so we're talking here about Loshen Cherim, Loshen Nido is a Loshen Shvua. If you make a Shvua, but Nido a Cherim, the Chiddush of Ches is you need HaTorah, but you don't need a Pesach or Charata. It's enough to just be mevakesh hatara, and we had two reasons that we mentioned: either because al das kain, the whole institution of cherem was made al das kain, that they put someone a cherem and they take him off; they don't need a pesach, or because the stam das of a person who says a cherem or a nidyon himself is that he will take it off. So either the institution is that way, or the person's stam das is that way. But either way, the chiddush of sivches was that chiddush.
Why didn't Rabbi Elazar ever go out of Cherem?
I don't know. I don't know why. By says he held in his shita. I don't know.
But
they did it. So then put a Cherem only in Nidoi. Rabbi Elazar Gadol. Elazar Gadol. They came with him. It was a very long time. I'll tell you something. It's the day after Yom Kippur. We said Eila Eskara, the Asara Ruge Malchus. It's a little mysterious. If you collect all the names from the Yom Kippur period, and the Tisha B'Av Piyut, you only come up with 9 of the Asara Harugei Malchus. It was always a mystery. Okay, I always thought it's a historical fact that just didn't make it through the generations. We know 9 out of 10. It's still pretty good. They were not in the same time. They were over generations. But when we were learning Avodah Zarah, attacking the Mishmar, in the first Perek, I saw in Shem Siyam Balacha, he brings, I don't remember from who, there were 10 Shvatim that connected. The 10 Shvatim were the 10... were the 10. Now, of the 10 Shvatim, Reuven really was not in the Mechira. Because Reuven wanted Latzileo Miyadam. He faked it. He may believe. He threw him into a bar, and he planned to come back and pull him out, and by the time he came back, he wasn't there, but Yechris begot. So of the 10, only 9 were truly guilty, and 1 pretended, but he wasn't. He said, throw him in the bar. So the Asora Arugei Malchus, the 10th, is Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings that he was taken to be killed. And when he went to the judge, they said, you have anything to say? He said, I don't remember the exact lashon. He said, I have my faith in the judge. He meant God. He said, I have my faith in the judge. So this Goyish judge thought he meant, you have faith in me. So he pardoned him. He let him go. Says he was mitzar that he spoke. His life was saved. So that's the 10th of the Asara Arugei Malchus. But it says that all his years, Reuven was Yeshev Be'avelus, really, on something else. But anyway, so Kenegedev, Eliezer HaGadol had this life where he was slightly removed. Like your Reuven, right? He lost the Bechari, he lost the status. So the Shem Siyam brings Afika from whom? It could be from a Shlah, or from, I don't remember. What? It was a while ago. I was there. I don't remember who it was from. So, yes. There's the chassid. Why they do it? Historically, when Klal Yisrael had a strong community, the charamim worked, and then. In the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, when the world became more open, they all backfired. It backfired. They put people in Chayrim and they got the sympathy of the masses. And it ended up that by the time they put Geiger in Chayrim, it made him a hero. It backfired. So there was a certain amount of bitterness that the kayak that the Tzibur had was lost. It's a certain
the anti-establishment
feeling. Yeah, because he's put a chayim by Tano Shachanoi. He's put a chayim, he stopped teaching. It was Mitzarim. And a chayim, Nidoi, whichever one.
He told the
chacham
that came to him, where have you been? He came to learn. He said, where have you been all these years?
We had enough, a week or two.
We just had it.
By how you learn from that?
Jesus, he also is
okay. All right, let's learn a sif test. I'm sorry, Sifyud, we're up to. Last thing we spoke about before Yom Kippur was Lysistas Achicha Bilvavecha, very appropriate. And I mentioned the Kasha, which we'll try to answer. Let's learn the beginning of Sifyud. Nodar Shaloi Lahashal Kalev Lachaveirai, or Shaloi Lishal Bishlaimai. He's a fight with a guy. He made a neder. I'm never going to do you a favor. I'm never going to lend you a keli. I'm not going to say hello to you. Paischemai. So this is a proper Pesach. Yulu yadata shatoiver alei sokum alei sista chibul vavecha loyah yisanayder. Would you have made a neder had you realized yoiver alei sista sachicha bilvavecha? So this is a Mishnah and it's a good Pesach. So I mentioned the kasha. Now what do you mean? Bishla, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. If loisisna zechicha bilvavecha applies when you tell a person you have hatred for him. The Rambam Shita, Mefurish in Pirish in the Sefer HaMitzvos, a little less Mefurish in the Rambam proper, is that if you have hatred for someone and you tell him, you're not over on loisisna zechicha bilvavecha. If you tell him, Bali Musa say, if you tell him, he'll talk to you, you'll talk to him, hopefully it'll go away. But that's the Rambam Shita, it's a stira. Here, you made a neder or a shvua that you're not going to have anything to do with him, so he knows about it. So what kind of a it's a kasha on the Rambam Shita who holds that the leisista doesn't apply when you let the person know about it. So I mentioned that in the Birchas Peretz, the Parshas Kedoshim, I think it was, he mentions the Kasha. He says, B'ni Rav Chaim, he asked me from a few Gemaras, and Harachti b'Mokim Acher. But I couldn't find the Mokim Acher. So a good friend, Rabbi Cheskel, found it in Erech in Simin Dalet, which is nice detective work, to find the Erech in though. In Erech in Simin Dalet. So in Erech in there, he actually says two Terutzim. His first Terutz, he says, if you make a shmua, I'm not going to give him anything to eat. He may think you're doing it because you're cheap. You're cheap on your money, and this guy is always mooching off of you. So he's saying, I promise I'm not giving you any more. So it could be that the person thinks it's not because of sinner. You really mean an al-sinner. The neider really means al-sinner. But the question is, you're telling him you hate him? No, it could be he thinks you're doing it because you're a tzarai and for a different reason. You don't want people asking you for things. But then the stipler asks another kasha. When are you over leisisna? When you make the shvur? A person hates someone, he swears, I'm not going to talk to you. He's over when he makes the shvur? He's over before he makes the shvur. He's over on the sinner. The neder is not the yisr. The yisr is the sinner. So this is the sinner. So how you mat the neder based on it? No, the sinner is the yisr. So he answers, he says two terutzim, but his end answer is that all of the averus of the Torah are this way, that when you megara the Yetzirah, when you make it worse, it's all nichlal in the avera. That's what he says in his final teretz, that if you megara the Yetzirah, so you hate somebody, and now you make a shvua, you're just building up the fire, you're getting yourself built up in your sinner. So that's why you're over leisis achicha bilvavecha. Okay. What? So the Mush Mavai Marasinai, it's a good question. Mush Mavai Marasinai, so he didn't make a Shvua to hate him. He made a Shvua to not give him anything. So the Shvua to not give him things is not Be'etzah Mush Mavai Marasinai. So it's, you're not allowed to do it because of sinna. But that's a neder, or that's a shvua, is that be'etzem mushbo'ayim. It's not mushbo'ayim not to make a shvua. So I think that's probably the answer. It ends, aval, ein paischa b'kfayt ha'makim, lo'im e'ilu yisi yedea shisa mekel b'kfayt ha'makim, shenedek ilu noide b'chayi ha'melech. It's not proper to make nedarim. It's not kovedik, it's like you're making a neder in the chayi Hashem. Or shimu ilu yisi yedea shenedek ra b'einei ha'makim. So that neder is being any amokim. You cannot be poseach with it. You know why? You tell a guy, if you would have known that people who make nedarim are rishayim, what's he supposed to say? You know, say, yeah, I would have done it anyway. Yeah, you know them chutzav loymer shloim nimda bishvil kach. A person doesn't have the chutzpah. Some do, but not most people to say, oh yeah, I would have done it anyway. V'oy mishayim nimna filamena yemis. We already said if you fool the Rav and you give him the wrong reason, it's not like the neder. Umitamzeh im poiskin bayhi ilu yadata the poiskin pinkasecha umimashmishim ba'avudecha. Had you known that someone who makes a neder in heaven, they open the book, which hopefully they sealed yesterday in Yom Kippur, they reopen it, they look again. See, don't tell him that, because of course he's going to say no. V'loy bayhi. And don't, you can't be paseach. Had you known someone who makes a neder is right to be stabbed, so he has no chutzpah to say it. V'loi b'hi d'chol ha'mekayim ha'kilu hikra of olav carbon, and it's obviously a toss at fosir. V'loi b'hi, don't tell him you made a neder. Chol ha'mekayim ha'kilu hikra of carbon. What's wrong with that? So the Pesachei Tshuva says it should say v'loi b'hi d'chol ha'noide kilu bana bama. I'm a kind of carbon. In other words, it doesn't mean like you brought a carbon in this bayah, but it means that you did something wrong. Even if you're mekayim it, it's like you built a bama and brought over on it a carbon. So, which is but anyway, these type of psachim you don't say. Tazia Dalit says, but the person could come with it. The person I mentioned to you once, every neder has a way out. So here you have a way out. Bezin can't tell him. Bezin can't say to him, had you known making a neder is really a bad thing, Bezin can't say it. It's not chotzif to say it. But the Tazi Dalit says, if he comes on his own, he can have such a Pesach. He says, I made a neder, I didn't realize, kol ha-neder is ki roi l'dak rebe cheref, then we're allowed to be matin neder. The Archa Shulchan says, even friends could tell him, a friend could say to him, you're going to be matin neder, give them this reason, it'll work. Why? Because there's no chutzis. Because to him, you can say okay, and then not do it. If you go, you could use it. Just you could use it. You know, even if you know you could use it, just because if it's not true, you won't tell it to Bezdin. The only reason you can't do it is if Bezdin says it to him, he won't be chutzif to say the opposite. But you could use it. You go to a Bezdin. There's no gezeira. Gezeira is Bezdin shouldn't tell you because you won't deny it to them. But here you have a meagle. If you watch, you cannot say it to Bezdin. If it's not true, you won't say it. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you hate him so badly, you do it even Kilu Ban Obama, even Kilu Ban, you do it anyway. That's what we're chayshish for. In Bezdin, we're chayshish for it, but not in such a case. Okay, next Sunday is Bein Hazmanim, and 2 Sundays, Bezdin Hashem, we resume.